7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
I'll have a baby, Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin.
I'll have a test tube baby.
Okay. Hello, it is 1930 UTC. And that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe, and I've been awake now for a little bit over an hour. And the drugs are kind of kicking in, so here we are, doing that thing that we do every single day, and I'm trying to figure out, do I have any football games today? I don't think that I have any football today, so let's pour some tea. Oh, it looks so good. What am I drinking? I'm drinking a third infusion of that yummy High Mountain Oolong. It's so yummy. Oh, that's so good. Okay. And I have some news. I actually got a call from the doctor's office yesterday, shortly before the end of the business day. And the doctor's office said, hey, we can fit you in for your surgery. And the earliest date is such and such a date, about 2 weeks out, and then the next other date was about 3 weeks out. And I said, wait a minute, what happened to this meeting that we were supposed to have beforehand and blah blah blah? And that was the other thing that has happened in the last 24 hours, is that my advisory committee said, yeah, we would need to go with you to this big meeting. And so I had to call the doctor's office this morning and say, yeah, what happened to this meeting thing and blah, blah, blah. So I got to call them back. I got to call the doctor's office back and say, yes, let's schedule this meeting so I can get everybody involved here who needs to be involved and blah, blah, blah. And hopefully this won't add any more waiting time. Maybe it will, maybe it won't, so I don't know. And what the hell is the cat doing? The cat just walked by like 10 seconds ago, and now she came back, and then she just is now walking by again. What's going on in there? I don't know, I think she's getting into the box. Maybe it's kitty poop time. Oh, I don't know. It looks like it's a nice day outside today. And why do I get the feeling that it is? I don't know, I just get that feeling. Isn't it supposed to be really warm today? Yeah, it is. Am I gonna be able to go outside today? I really doubt it, but maybe. There's something else that's happened that I forgot to mention yesterday, but it happened again last night. And this is pretty significant. And that is this. Two days ago, I forgot to take my acetaminophen. At whatever time, I think I was supposed to take it at 3 p.m. local time, and I it slipped my mind. And I ended up not taking it until like after 4 o'clock. And I thought, that's weird. Why did I forget to take my medicine? Okay, but it happened last night too. And I didn't realize I forgot it until like 2 hours later. Now, why is this significant? This is significant for one of two possible reasons. Well, actually, more than that, but possibility number one. The Tylenol, the acetaminophen, really isn't doing anything for me. I've just been, you know, taking it out of habit. And I'm not really getting any relief from it, and it's the other drugs that are doing all the work. So that's possibility number one. Possibility number two, I'm feeling better. And because I'm in less pain, I'm forgetting to take the drugs because the pain isn't reminding me to take the drugs. Those are the two biggies. There could be a combination of both of those, or it could also be, you know, some other explanation that I haven't taken into account. So when I got up about an hour and 20 minutes ago, I didn't take any acetaminophen. I just took the other stuff. And I don't feel any different for not taking the Tylenol. So I'm going to back off taking that. I don't know if I'm going to bother taking it anymore because I can't honestly see that it's doing anything for me. Maybe I've just built up a large enough tolerance. Maybe I need to keep taking it to keep that. I didn't mean to say I built up a tolerance. Maybe I just built up enough of it in my system that, you know, I can miss taking a dose every once in a while and I'm in the clear. So I don't know, maybe I need to keep taking it. I hell if I know. I'm gonna keep drinking all this damn tea though, that's for sure. Oh, I like drinking tea. Oh yeah, so delicious. So yeah, I'm not going to take any more Tylenol. Well, maybe I'll just take half doses every once in a while. And it's a good thing, because as I look into the bottle, I don't have a whole hell of a lot of them left. There's probably, what, I don't know, like 3 or 4 days of this stuff. So, I'm not going to worry about it. Let's just put it back over there. Other good news includes I have received another coupon for a free lottery ticket, which is good because lately I've been having a little bit of gambling fever and I feel like gambling. And there's nothing I like better than a risk-free wager. So, the next time I go to the store, I will cash in that free lottery ticket, and maybe I'll win the lottery. What will I do if I win the lottery? Well, one, I will buy some synthesizer parts. Two, maybe I'll travel. Are we still having COVID? Is COVID-19 still a thing? Because I wouldn't mind doing some traveling. I got some places I need to go. Oh, so maybe that'll happen. Maybe I will win the lottery. Maybe I won't. All I know is, you know, I'm looking at the clock and I am now thinking that if I don't have to take the Tylenol every blank hours, and I'm just taking the other stuff, the other two things, when is my next peak? When will I be peaking on this stuff? Well, in about 2 hours, and then again in about, well, then it'll be dark. So I might try to go outside in like 2 hours. I might just try to walk around down at the creek, or maybe I'll drive over to the heronry and see if there's any herons in the nests yet. Oh, good tea. It's not like I'm going to do a lot of walking. I just need to drive and then get out of my car and look for birds. That should be easy enough, even in the Autonomous Commie Republic.
The Autonomous Commie Republic, which is part of the Russian Federation, is situated in the far northwest of Europe and spreads up to the Arctic part of the Ural Mountains. It's crossed by 9 northern parallels. 10 fair-sized European states could be placed on its territory. Besides indigenous residents, that is, the Commie people, there are also Russians, Ukrainians, Nenets, Chuvashis, and Tartars. And now let's go back into history a little bit. A boy lying on skins behind our backs was turning the knobs of a small transistor radio.
Upon you, you're dirty, sweet, and you're my girl. We're here on the beach where a giant shark has just eaten a girl swimmer. Well, Mr. Jaws, how was it?
Dynamite!
And what did she say when you grabbed her?
Please, mister, please.
I know sharks are stupid, but what did you think when you took that first bite?
How sweet it is.
Mr. Jaws, before you swim out to sea, have you anything else to say? With me now is the local sheriff. Sheriff Brody, the shark will be back for lunch. What do you intend to do?
Do a little dance, make a little love, get down tonight.
Just arriving is oceanographer Matt Hooper. Sir, if someone is attacked by a shark, what should they do?
Do the hustle!
We are going aboard the fishing boat of Captain Quint. Captain, will you be able to catch this giant shark?
I will.
Thank you, Captain.
Will,
Captain,
will,
Captain,
will,
Captain, when you catch one of these sharks, what do you feel like?
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
We've just sighted the shark again. He's coming straight for us. Captain Quint is shouting something at him.
Get your baby one of these nights.
Hey, Jaws, the captain says he's going to catch you. What do you think of that? Uh-oh, here he comes again. They've hit him. Mr. Jaws, why doesn't anything seem to hurt you? He's coming right onto the boat. Mr. Jaws, why are you grabbing my hand?
Wouldn't you give your hand to a friend?
No, wait. Mr. Jaws, that's not the way this record is supposed to end. Help! Help!
Okay. That's going to take some explaining. But first... What did we hear? T-Rex, bang a gong back in there. I had to hear some T-Rex. And then that little interesting thing, that 2 minutes of what you just heard, was of course the novelty single Mr. Jaws by Dickie Goodman. Dickie Goodman was a record producer. And he was the inventor and the king of the break-in. And what's a break-in? Well, you just heard one. Dickie Goodman, he had a lot of records like that, where he would ask questions, comedic questions, and then let the answers be, you know, the catchphrase of some popular song. Mr. Jaws was from 1975, so we got to hear clips of all the hits of the day. And that was before sampling. That was before digital sampling was invented. And so he did all that by splicing tape together. And when you think about that, it's like, geez, dude, that's a lot of work. You know, that's instead of doing that in a day with a sampler, you're doing that in a week, cutting up, you know, quarter inch tape. Yeah, that's fun. Dickie Goodman. I wonder what he's doing today. Yeah, huh. Anyway, a few years later, Dickie Goodman put out a sequel to Mr. Jaws, and he called it Mrs. Jaws. Let's have a listen to that, shall we? And we're buffering, and are we going to get some audio? There we go.
We're here underwater where a monster shark has just eaten two divers. Well, Mrs. Jaws, how was your dinner?
Crazy.
And why did you attack those two men?
Well, I'm
Mrs. Jaws, how often has this happened?
Once, twice, three times.
When you're not swallowing people, where can you generally be found?
At the Copacabana.
With me now is Sheriff Brody. A sheriff, what is the one word that can stop a shark?
Peace is the word.
Sheriff? Sheriff? Sheriff Brody, we've got a big problem here. What are you doing?
Shadow dancing.
No time for that now. The shark has spotted some kids in their boats. She's saying something to one of them.
I want to kiss you all over.
Hey, how does it feel to be kissed by a shark?
It's all right, once you get past the pain.
A Navy helicopter has come to rescue the other kids. Well, Mrs. Jaws, what have you got to say now?
Cool if you think it's over.
Wait, Mrs. Jaws, why are you sinking the helicopter?
They say I'm crazy, but I have a good time.
Sheriff Brody, the shark is coming straight for us. How do we get out of here?
I've got two tickets to paradise.
Mrs. Jaws, let go of me. What do you want?
Let's dance tonight.
No, stop. Mrs. Jaws, that tickles. Wait.
Yeah. Yeah. So... yeah, the technique wears a little thin, I think. The novelty sort of wears off. Dickie Goodman does have a lot more singles just like that. Yeah, I remember novelty singles. I'm wondering now, what was the last novelty single? You know, it was probably what? Like, were there any novelty singles after about 1980? I don't know. Maybe somebody needs to do some research, and that somebody probably is not going to be me. And don't get me wrong, it's not because I'm lazy. No. It's only because we need to check in with a bunch of Japanese bikini models. It's that time again.
やってきました。
Okay, what the hell's going on here? All right, well, our favorite bikini models are wearing green bikinis and black floor-length capes, cheap Halloween costume capes. And I don't really understand anything that's happening here. What? Miyabi-chan.
Yay.
Oh, good God. All right. Well, since this seems to be typically indecipherable, let's go back to some music here.
When she was just 5 years old, there was nothing happening at all. Every time she puts on the radio, there was nothing going down at all. Not at all. Then one fine morning she puts on a New York station. You know she don't believe what she heard at all. She started shaking to that fine, fine music. You know her life was saved by rock and roll. Despite all the amputations, you know you could just go out me now, and it was alright. Come on now, listen, it was alright. It was alright. It was alright. It's alright. It's alright now. It's alright now. It's alright now. It's alright now.
Yes, Nyam Pasu. And before our little Nyam Pasu fest, we heard The Velvet Underground with Rock and Roll. Such a great song, such a great band. Thanks, Lou. And all the rest of the kids. Did Maureen play drums on that track? Or was that a session drummer? Why do I suspect that was a session drummer? Oh well, we can't always get what we want, but if we try sometimes, you might find we can drink some tea. Oh, so delicious. And you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC. Right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and I'm out of here.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.